So a penalty is a series that aims to create awareness around the time of the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup. I thought it would be a really good idea to try and engage people during like a major sort of sporting event. And every time I go down to the beach, I always find at least one or two footballs. So I thought it was probably likely that if people were beach cleaning or they were walking on the local beach, they would find one as well. So I decided that rather than me collect all the footballs and the pieces of plastic, I thought it'd be really good if I put out a call on social media and got people from around the world or around England or wherever that might see the post to collect footballs and send them to me to create an image using footballs. So the post on social media got shared kind of around the world through my contacts, through sort of plastic organisations and cleanup organisations around the world. And it was advertised on CNN and Greenpeace and places like that. And I started to get people sending me photos of a ball they'd found and saying, would you like this for your image? And I offered to pay the postage for them to post it to me. Of which most people actually declined in the end because they were really happy to be part of the project and they wanted to see their football in the image. I also got an email from somebody in Scotland who'd collected 28 balls. And then 2 days later, he said, I've got 65. And then it went on and on until he actually had 228 footballs that he'd collected. And I thought it was a bit of a joke. I thought, oh, no. You know, this can't be true, but he turned out to be a coastal ranger who patrolled the beaches on the west coast of Scotland, and
just in one area.
There's a lot of debris up there. And, so I actually had to drive a small van up to the west coast of Scotland to pick up all these balls and bring them back down to photograph. In the end, I was just absolutely amazed. I thought it'd be really good if I got 30 and could create something quite interesting out of it, but in the end, I got 769 with 223 other balls because people also found other things that they included in their packages, like golf balls and tennis balls and all manners of balls.
How far was the furthest place that you got sent one from?
Probably Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, west coast of Australia. Someone sent me a Manchester United football from there.
Oh, crikey.
But there were beaches in Kenya, in Guadeloupe, you know, all over the world. I was absolutely amazed by, you know, Alaska. It was just incredible where they were sent from and, you know, how people just really wanted to be part of it. And it was really important for me because I thought, you know, in creating a kind of a global collaboration where everyone's involved, I think that creates more awareness because, you know, the people are actually taking notice of what they're doing and they know why they're doing it. So there's a reason.
It's engagement, isn't it? When it can be a two-way thing, I think that the people involved then tend to tell more people about it and it seems to spread a little bit faster than...
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the project, I was lucky enough to have it featured on CNN in the US. And I was interviewed live on their program, which is called Connect the World. And this was at the time of the World Cup. So it actually went full circle to being a collection of debris from around the world and then, you know, being seen by the world on all the different media that came from that. So that was fantastic to have achieved that.
This is the first time some of the original footballs sent to you are presented in a gallery.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's the first time that the actual footballs have been actually hung next to the image. Because I thought it was quite a nice thing to have the connection between the ones that were collected and, you know, the kind of the shiny print on the wall. You know, I think it gives a bit of reality to these. You know, some of them were filled with water and sand and some of them were, you know, there was things, sort of water dripping out of the packages and all that. And I think to see that kind of actual piece of debris is, you know, again, you know, is more relative to people.
And it gets them out of your garage as well, probably.
It doesn't even make a dent, let me tell you that.